Well, it's lovely to see you here this morning, and you're looking pretty smart today, aren't you? Now, you may remember when Debbie was talking to you some weeks ago, she was talking about the seaside. Do you remember? And she brought along some things from the seaside to show you. Now, can anybody remember what Debbie showed you from the seaside? Yes, Debbie? Some sand, yes. What else did she have? Some shells. Very good, yes. Seashells. From the seashore. That's not easy to say, is it? And also she had some pebbles as well, didn't she? Now, who likes collecting seashells?
Me.
What do you do? Right, it's exciting, isn't it? And some of the shells are really pretty, aren't they? And they're really nice to keep. And I've got one to show you this morning, and I wonder if you can tell me what this might be. Here it is. Look at that. Now, that doesn't look very pretty, does it? Really dark and brown and horrible and black and ugly, isn't it? And it's all rough on the outside too, isn't it? Look at that. Would you like to hold it? What do you think that might be? It's cold, isn't it? Yes. It's got some wet coming from it, yes. You'll notice that it's got two shells on, hasn't it? Most of the shells you find by the beach. It's just one half of a shell, isn't there? Because the little sea creature that used to live in there is gone. He's left home. And he's left you his shell to collect. But you see, this one is complete, isn't it? It's got two shells, because there's something still inside it. Yes, there's a creature in there. Don't worry, he's dead. He's not alive. And you know, people eat this, not the shell, but what's inside. And they say it's a delicacy. And it's really expensive in restaurants. You go to an expensive restaurant, you might see these, and people eating them. Would you like to eat what's inside here? Well, we better have a look at it first, haven't we? Shall I open it? Okay. Look at that. There, would you like to eat that? Yeah. Who likes eating oysters? That's what it is. I'm giving it away now, haven't we? It's an oyster. Who would like to eat an oyster? What you're meant to do is you're meant to put a bit of salt on it and maybe a little bit of, lemon juice. And then people open their mouth like that, and then it goes back, and it just slips down the throat. That's right. And I couldn't bring myself to eat any of these. But, it's amazing, isn't it, that we've got here an ugly little shell, and it doesn't even look nice on the inside, does it? It's a horrible grey, jelly thing on the inside. But you know, sometimes you can find in an oyster something very valuable and very precious. You can find something that people wear in jewellery. And I wonder if you can tell me what it is. What beautiful thing can you find in an oyster? A pearl. That's right. Pearls. I see some of you have got some pearls on, haven't you? A sort of pearl. And I've got some with me. Look at these. Huh? These lovely pearls. And people collect these, they're worth a lot of money, aren't they? And then people sometimes drill a hole through them and they put them just like on a string like that, and you can wear it as a necklace around your neck. I've got a nice pearl necklace here, look at that. Doesn't that look nice? We've got the security guards outside. And I've got here, look at this. Isn't that a lovely pearl bracelet? Look at that. Isn't that beautiful? And do you know, those pearls come out of something like this. And you know, in many parts of the world today, even still today, there are children, not much older than you, who are good at swimming. Who's good at swimming?
Me.
Well, you, quite a few of you, good. And are you good at diving? Do you dive into the water? Bethany dives. Right. Well, there are children in many parts of the world, and they are pearl divers. They dive underwater to get pearls. And what they do is they take a bag with them, and they dive down deep into the water. They go down to about 90 feet in the water. You wouldn't understand that, of course. Don't know what that is in meters. But they go down quite deep, and then they were collect up in their bag lots and lots of these oysters. And then they would come up to the surface. They would have to hold their breath all that time. And then when they got out of the water, they'd get a knife like this, and they'd open them up to see if there was a pearl inside. And you know, sometimes they have to collect many as 40 or 50 of these to find even a single pearl. And sometimes they may be very small. But if they found a pearl that size, they would be really happy, wouldn't they? because that they'll be able to sell that for a lot of money. And they will be quite rich and they will be quite wealthy. So it's a good job being a pearl diver. Now, the question that I want to ask you this morning is, how does a beautiful, precious thing like that get inside this ugly, horrible oyster? Well, it's very wonderful, because what happens, a tiny little bit of grit or a little stone gets caught inside the oyster, and it irritates the oyster, and the little oyster doesn't like it. It says, who put that in there? And he scratches and he's itching, and it's really uncomfortable. It's just like if you get a bit of grit in your shoe. Have you ever had that before? You've been walking, you've got a stone in your shoe. It's really uncomfortable, isn't it? And you have to say, oh, I'm going to have to take that shoe off, and you're going to have to tip it out. Get the sand out with a bit of grit in your shoe, and then you put it back on, and it's all comfortable again, isn't it? But you know, the poor oyster, he can't do that. He can't open up his shell, can he? And say, Paul, get out of here. No, it's stuck, and the shell is tightly closed, isn't it? And so he has to put up with that little bit of grit, that little bit of irritation. But what he does to deal with it is he squirts it with a liquid. And it's the same as like you see on the side of the shell here, this white stuff. And it's a liquid at first, and it goes hard. And so he coats that little bit of grit that irritates him with this lovely white stuff. And then it goes hard, and then the next day he puts a bit more on, and the next day he puts a bit more on. And over months and months and years, suddenly that little bit of grit is so covered with layer after layer of all that white stuff that you get a pearl for it. Isn't that wonderful? And so it's amazing, isn't it, that a beautiful thing like this can come out of an ugly, irritable little oyster. And you know, that reminded me of you and me. Because we're like an oyster, aren't we? Because little things irritate us, don't they? Little things annoy us and get under our skin, and we get angry, don't we? And we have tantrums. We stamp on the floor because we want our own way, and when we don't get it, we're really angry and upset. And people irritate us and annoy us, and we get ratty, don't we? And we begin to hurt one another and say nasty things to each other. And we become ugly inside, and the Bible tells us that that ugliness is sin. But you know, the wonderful thing is that Jesus is able to change that ugliness of sin in your heart and mine and to make it into something quite beautiful. He is able to make us into a beautiful pearl. He is able to change us into one of God's jewels. I came across a very wonderful verse in the Bible I want to show you. Here it is. Look at that. It says, they shall be mine, says the Lord of hosts, on the day that I make them my jewels. And that's from Malachi 3, verse 17. Should we say it out loud together? No. They shall be mine, says the Lord of hosts, on the day that I make them my jewels. And the wonderful thing is that Jesus is going to come back to this earth again, and he's coming back for his jewels. He's coming back for all those people whom he has changed and forgiven the ugliness of sin and made them beautiful. Jesus is coming back for his precious jewels. And you know, when he comes back, he's going to take us back into his Father's house in heaven, where he's going to look at his collection of jewels and he's going to rejoice over them forevermore. Isn't that wonderful? They shall be mine, says the Lord of hosts, on the day that I make them my jewels. And I want to ask you this morning, are you one of God's precious jewels? Has he changed you? Has he changed that ugliness of sin in your life and made you into something quite beautiful? Are you precious to him? If not, then ask him today. Ask Jesus to come into your heart and to change that ugliness and that irritableness in your life and to make you into something beautiful, that you might be one of Jesus's precious pearls.